96.9 The Eagle, Don't Take Me Alive. There's a deep one from Steely Dan, a suggestion for Tom Azevedo, our guest DJ this morning. Welcome, Tom.
Thank you very much, Charlie. It's great to be here.
Now, what do you like about that song? There's a deeper track.
Just awesome guitar work by Larry Carlton. Great studio musician. And I always liked Steely Dan. Walter Becker, Donald Fagen, outstanding songwriters. They were pretty much studio musicians, but when they came out and did live shows, they did an excellent job.
They rocked the house. Now, a little bit about yourself, day job?
Well, I'm a retired law enforcement officer, 29 years at Stockton PD. Tough town to work, but got through it somehow. And I got to give a shout out to our first responders. Police, fire, EMTs, thank you so much for what you do. Been there, done that. I'm a licensed private investigator, still have my business, but that's kind of on hold right now. I'm a caretaker for my elderly parents, so that's my first priority, and
Absolutely. That's definitely
keeping me busy.
Tasty playlist for Tom coming up.
Sacramento's classic rock. This is fellow listener Tom Azevedo from Lodi, California, picking and playing my songs on 96.9 The Eagle and Radio Fantasy Camp. I'm 18. That was by Alice Cooper. Alice has been around a long time. I think he's still on the road. Always put on a good show. And I think back in the day, back in my hair days, I was kind of, I maybe resembled a little bit of Alice Cooper, maybe a little Frank Zappa also. So I definitely had a little hairdo going on.
I can see that. I'm back in your Fu Manchu days.
Right.
Tom Azevedo, our guest DJ this morning. And though you're no longer in high school, you still do sort of go to high school.
I'm involved with the music program at Tokay High School in Lodi, California. My son Ryan, outstanding musician there. He's a sophomore and keeps me busy. Excellent crew there. Got to give a quick shout out to our administrator Eric Sandstrom for supporting our program. He's gone above and beyond, and of course our band director who makes the magic happen, Mr. James Zuniga. Can't say enough about him. And great things going on at the music program at Tokay High School in Lodi.
The listener-hosted Radio Fantasy Camp. Sacramento's classic rock with Radio Fantasy Camp on 96.9 The Eagle.
I'm
Dancing Days by Led Zeppelin. Always liked that song. That's kind of a toe-tapping song from Zeppelin. You know, some of their music can get a little dark here and there, but that was a track that always kind of gets you up out of bed and get your day started, and just kind of overall really, really good feel-good song. Always enjoyed that track.
Yeah, Tom Azevedo, our guest DJ this morning on Radio Fantasy Camp. You appreciate good musicianship, which I think is why Rush is one of your favorite bands.
Oh, yes, the Canadian Power Trio. Got to see Rush several times, but I'll tell you, man, what great musicians. Geddy Lee on bass, Alex Lifeson on guitar, but the master on drums, Neil Peart. Saw him do a drum solo, and it was just one of those things where you leave saying, just, you know, what happened? He was just that good, and I know he's retired now, but boy, he was worth the price of admission. He's an excellent, excellent drummer.
A Monday warrior, mean, mean stride. Today's Tom Sawyer, mean, mean pride.
Radio Fantasy Camp. 96.9 The Eagles Radio Fantasy Camp, where you host the show.
When I find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. And in my hour of darkness, she is standing right in front of me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. Let it be, let it be, let it be, let it be. Whisper words of wisdom, let it be. And when the broken-hearted people living in the world agree, there will be an answer, let it be. For though they may be parted, there is still a chance that they will see. There will be an answer, let it be.
Listening to the playlist and stories of a fellow Eagle listener. This is Radio Fantasy Camp on Sacramento's Classic Rock.
It's Dancing Days by Led Zeppelin. Always liked that song. That's kind of a toe-tapping song from Zeppelin. You know, some of their music can get a little dark here and there, but that was a track that always kind of gets you up out of bed and get your day started, and just kind of overall really, really good feel-good song. Always enjoyed that track.
Yeah, Tom Azevedo, our guest DJ this morning on Radio Fantasy Camp. You appreciate good musicianship, which I think is why Rush is one of your favorite bands.
Oh, yes, the Canadian Power Trio. Got to see Rush several times, but I'll tell you, man, what great musicians. Geddy Lee on bass, Alex Lifeson on guitar, but the master on drums, Neil Peart. Saw him do a drum solo, and it was just one of those things where you leave saying just, you know, what happened? He was just that good, and I know he's retired now, but boy, he was worth the price of admission. He's an excellent, excellent drummer. Smoke on the Water by Deep Purple. Always like the keyboards John Lord put in there for Deep Purple. Deep Purple, I think, was one of the first groups that really put some heavy keyboards into their music. But that guitar lick at the beginning of that song, man, if you knew anybody who picked up an electric guitar, one of the first licks they had to learn was Smoke on the Water.
I did it myself, man, back in the early 70s. Iconic riff. Tom Azevedo, our guest DJ for the morning. And one of your hobbies, many hobbies, is running. Tell us about that.
Oh, yeah. I've been running a long time. Basically, it was a great kind of pastime for me. Actually, a good stress reliever, especially involved in law enforcement. Been running a long, long time. Matter of fact, I have a big event coming up May 19th. I will be running my 36th consecutive Beta Breakers foot race in San Francisco.
Oh, that's one of those iconic races, and you've done it 36 years straight now?
Right, yeah. The knees are still holding up. There's a big hill in the middle of it. You know, I'm trying to get over it these days. A lot slower, but it's still a great time to go to the city.
Yeah, what do you like to see in Beta Breakers?
Well, I just like to see the craziness. You know, it's basically, it's kind of a fun run where everybody just goes and lets their hair down, you know, and has a good time. There's not very many serious runners out there. So it's just a great day to go to the city and talk to some other people that just, you know, enjoy life and just want to go let their hair down for a day.
The listener hosted Radio Fantasy.
Don't Fear the Reaper by Blue Oyster Cult. Blue Oyster Cult is probably my all-time favorite band. Buck Dharma on guitar does an amazing, amazing job. Long time when they first started out, they were called an unusual name. They were called Soft White Underbelly. Yeah. What kind of name is that for a band?
It's an alias. Tom Azevedo, our guest DJ this morning on Radio Fantasy Camp, and you had an encounter with the band Nazareth. Tell us that story.
Yeah, I did. Way back in 1983, I was working at my police work days. I got called to a restaurant out in Stockton. A gentleman, long hair there, it kind of overstayed his welcome in the restaurant. He had a guitar case with him, you know, really long hair guy. But went in, I think I woke him up. We went out the parking lot, and really nice guy. Notice he had a Scottish accent, so I went out and, you know, did my thing and just wanted to see who he was, and he produced some identification, and I noticed he was from Scotland, and I'm saying, holy cow. I says, you know, what are you doing here with this guitar case? And he says, my name is Manny Charlton. I am the lead guitarist for the rock group Nazareth. And I'm saying, whoa, are you sure about this? So then he opens up his guitar case and shows me some vinyl, and his name was on the album. And but the kicker was he actually pulled out a promotional band photo. And there he was right in the photo.
Right.
And I'm going, you got to be kidding me. So I asked him, hey, what are you doing here in Stockton? And he says, well, to make a long story short, we're coming back from the Midwest. We had a little dispute on the tour bus, drinking a little bit too much. Somebody pushed somebody, and before I knew it, I was thrown out on the side of this freeway here with my guitar case, and I don't even know where I'm at, but I'm stranded. I need to get we're supposed to do a gig in San Francisco, and I can't get there. So, you know, being a fellow rocker, I says, hey, I, Manny, I will help you get there. So I pulled out my wallet, got some funds, had another co-worker come out, and he opened up his wallet. The manager of the Denny's where he was at helped out, and put Manny in a cab and gave me a big high five, gave me a promotional photo, keep the photo, and thank you so much, and away he went.
I see the photo now for verification. Nice. Eagle.
Detroit Rock City by Kiss. My goodness, who hasn't heard of Kiss? I recently saw them down at the Golden One a couple months back. Still put on a good show. Lost a step, but always entertaining. I used to be in the Kiss Army way back in the day.
What did you get from them then?
Oh,
Tom?
Geez, I think I had Kiss hats, Kiss socks, maybe a Kiss lunchbox. You know, everything was Kiss, Kiss, Kiss.
Yeah, they were master marketers for sure. Now, Tom Acevedo, our guest DJ this morning at Radio Fantasy Camp, you had a couple of shout-outs for the family.
Yeah, definitely. Want to make a shout-out to my wife, Renee. Thank you for all you do and putting up with me. And, of course, my two sons. My son Brad just recently moved to Florida. Best of luck there, Brad. And my special musician son Ryan, who is at Toke High School doing amazing things.
The listener-hosted Radio Fantasy Camp.
That was Purple Haze by Jimi Hendrix. And, man, what can you say about Jimi Hendrix, guitar virtuoso? Set the bar high and did so many things with the guitar. I was a little young, but actually I remember seeing that iconic performance in 1967 at the Monterey Pop Festival, where he set his guitar on fire, smashed it on the stage, and everybody left that show saying, man, what happened? This guy is just truly amazing.
Yeah, performance art right there with Jimmy, besides the virtuoso on the guitar. Tom Acevedo is our guest DJ this morning, and you like Pat Benatar.
Yeah, definitely. Pat, Neil Girardo, they paid their dues in music. I just wanted to give a shout out to the ladies of rock, Ann and Nancy Wilson of Heart, Stevie Nicks, Joan Jett, of course, Lita Ford. A lot of times we forget about Lita. I'm sure there's a few more out there. Yeah. But the ladies have done a great job just keeping us rocking throughout these years. That was Round and Round by Rat. And Rat, of course, one of the bands that was at the forefront during the good old hair metal days.
Yeah.
And I remember, mid-80s, I just, I was a hair band guy. I just had to go down to the Sunset Strip and experience that for an evening. Boy, what a great time that was. You know, all the Aquanet going on with the ladies and
Zebra Prince spandex.
Yeah, exactly. And, these bands coming from all over the country trying to make it to play, venues like the Whiskey A Go-Go, Troubadour, Rainbow Room.
Yeah, that was the mecca for that time, going down to Hollyweird. Tom Acevedo, our guest DJ for the day, and you have another hobby that I appreciate. Beer!
Yes, I mean, man, my goodness, there's so many great craft beers out there nowadays.
Locally brewed.
Right, yeah. Right. Now that craft beer industry has just exploded. My favorite, I'm kind of a drift toward red ales, but there's just, so many good IPAs and, whatever you want anymore. A lot of good beer fests going around and a lot of good beer out there to be consumed, that's for sure.
The listener-hosted Radio Fantasy.
That was Born to be Wild by Steppenwolf, and John Kay, still fronting the band. I think he's still touring.
Occasionally, yeah.
Been at it a long, long time. Plays a lot of blues in his set list. Heard him tell how he was really inspired by the old Mississippi blues scene. Such musicians as Howlin' Wolf, Muddy Waters, and all of that Mississippi blues that inspired so many musicians. Stevie Ray Vaughan comes to mind. Great, great guitar work came out of that part of the country way back in the day.
Absolutely, and the blues like basic DNA of rock these days, too.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Good, good stuff.
Tom Acevedo, our guest DJ for the morning. Been a lot of fun, man.
Oh, this has been great, Charlie. Thanks so much for having me. I've had a great, great time today.
Rock and playlist. If you'd like to join me some random Sunday for a couple of hours and share some of your favorite tunes and stories, find out more about Radio Fantasy Camp online at eagle969.com.